Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the third and final meeting of the regular season series between the San Jose Sharks and the Dallas Stars. San Jose 0-0-2 so far against the Stars, with a shootout loss in Dallas and a wild and wacky 7-6 overtime loss on March the 5th in their most recent meeting at SAP Center. Mackenzie Blackwood is going to get the start in goal for the Sharks against Scott Wedgwood for Dallas. And other than that, don't expect any changes to the Sharks lineup, although there's always the possibility of some decision being made late in the afternoon. 12 games left in the regular season, and for Coach David Quinn, the effort has definitely been there.
I think the mental and physical effort, you know, we've made big over the last two games, we've made big improvements in our puck management. It has really allowed us to stay above it, spend more time in the ozone, and not get overwhelmed. And, you know, maybe we've learned it too late, apparently. But, you know, the fact that we keep, you know, digging in and not just throwing up the white flag, I mean, I give these guys a lot of credit because it's hard. It is really hard.
When does good puck management kick in with young players learning their keep in the NHL? The head coach of the Sharks talked about that whole process.
When a guy feels good about doing a thing that really a lot of people don't recognize, you know, I mean, for example, I was talking about with Zeki the other day, yesterday in the skate, I mean, many times the other day, he came down, drove deep, tried to delay, they kind of slowed it down, the puck stopped there, and there was a battle. That's a good play. And he gets into trouble when he gets in a situation where the other team does a good job defending. He's trying to make a play that's just not there. So, you know, the understanding of, okay, and, you know, valuing the next zone is so important, right? He valued, okay, we're in the ozone. Let's stay here. Can I stay here by making a play? Do I stay here by holding on to it and, you know, slowing things down and getting help? And if they're going to get possession of it, they're going to have to rip it off me. And if that happens, you've got your other four teammates in a position to get it back quicker. So you're causing turnovers in the offensive zone or the neutral zone as opposed to letting them and giving them free rein in your own end.
A great example of that is in the development of young Thomas Bortoleau, especially in his second stint with the club this year. How much equity has Bortoleau built with the coaching staff with his return to the league?
A lot. And the thing I love about it is I get the feeling he's not doing it because we're telling him to do it. I get the feeling he's doing it because he understands, okay, this is how I have to play if I'm going to play in the National Hockey League. And I think he's taking pride in it. You know, I think he feels better about himself. I think he's, you know, the game doesn't lie to you. And I think he's in situations where, okay, he feels good about it because the shift ends and he feels good. I mean, the game knows when you cheat it, and it usually makes you pay.
With the move from center to left wing, is there more direction to Bortoleau's game? David Quinn talked about that.
I don't know if it's direction, but I think it's more of learning, you know, what it takes to be successful at this level. And whether he's playing center or wing, I think he has a better understanding. I do think for young players that aren't big, it is easier to play the wing. And Eklund and I were talking about that yesterday.
And, of course, the young forward has matured quite a bit since he became a professional a couple of years ago.
Well, we talked about that. You know, the first 10 games here were not easy for him, and us asking him to do what we asked him to do was a tall task. But sometimes you have to go through what he went through to fully understand what the message is or what's demanded of this level. And I think he took it to heart.
The Sharks are coming off a very disappointing loss at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks, especially when you consider that the 4-0 lead and the defeat in overtime marks the first time in the entire history of the Sharks that they've ever had a 4-0 lead and lost the game in any fashion. But going back to earlier in the month against Dallas, there are some similar characteristics from that contest. On March the 5th at SAP Center at San Jose, Anthony Duclair, in what turned out to be his final game as a member of the San Jose Sharks, scored 2 goals and 2 assists, and the Sharks roared out to a 6-3 lead in the third period. When Mikael Granlund scored his 9th goal of the season on a Duclair pass, it looked as if the Sharks were on a roll.
Right now, the Sharks steal it. Granlund in front, shoot, score! The Stars turn over the puck behind their own goal line. Duclair poked it in front, and Granlund, with that quick flick of the stick, put it up top, and San Jose has got a 6-3 lead in the third period.
But then the young players for the Stars came back and really recorded some remarkable plays. Logan Stankovic, who had a career-best 2 goals and 2 assists in the game, got the rally started.
Front got the puck, but then gave it away behind the goal. Robertson centers. Two men were in front, Stankovic and Haskinen, but the Sharks were able to tick it away. Taking it back, Stankovic moves in with speed. Tees up, shoots, save made, score! Second goal of the game for Stankovic. That makes the score 6-4. Sharks have the lead, but now it's by 2, and there's still 7:02 to play.
And then Wyatt Johnston, the youngster who's been spending time with Joe Pavelski at the family home, scored his 2nd and 3rd goals of the game to complete a 5-point night and his very first career hat trick.
Trouble for a second as Jamie Benn coming down the middle gets it. Now a wraparound by Johnston, and he scores! Suddenly it's 6-5, and Wyatt Johnston gets his 3rd point. A huge one there, his 2nd goal of the game and 21st of the year. Benn wins it cleanly. Sent back to the point. Haskinen shoots. That didn't miss by much. Rebound, score! Guess what? It's a hat trick for Wyatt Johnston, and he ties the game 6-6.
But then in overtime, it was Roope Hintz, one of the young veterans on the club, who picked up his 25th of the year to get the win for Dallas.
San Jose's got to get Eklund off the ice. He's still bent over right in front of his own goaltender after blocking that shot. Here's Haskinen behind the net. Feeds near side Stankovic. Stankovic feeds to the middle. It's Hintz just on the ice. Shoot, score! So Roope Hintz wins it in overtime for the Dallas Stars, and William Eklund still bent over, crumpling to the ice, and he is being consoled by Kaapo Kähkönen after he blocked the shot and could not get off the ice surface. And at 1 minute and 49 seconds of OT, Roope Hintz comes up with a game winner, and Dallas gets the victory 7-6.
David Quinn talked about that Dallas series being a lot like recent action for Sharks hockey, and he says they have to remedy that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it again this morning. I mean, we just have not shown the ability to shake off a goal or a bad play, or and it's really hurt us. So, you know, we've got to keep building off of all these good things we've done to put ourselves in a position to win. We've played 2 really hard games against them, 2 overtime games, and we've got to continue to make it hard on people. But we've also got to get over the hump and you know, find ways to finish the job, as we've touched on. So, you know, it's a play here or a play there. It's not a dramatic change of, other than the Nashville game, of play. It's just, you know, we make poor decisions or poor plays at inopportune times.
While the Sharks find themselves at the bottom of the Pacific Division and the Western Conference with 40 points on the year, Dallas is tied for first place in the point standings with Colorado, but finds themselves 2nd place in the Central Division with a 44-19-9 record and 97 points on the year. Overall, the Dallas Stars on the road have the 2nd-best league record at 22-9-5, including that 7-6 overtime victory against the Sharks on March the 5th here at the Tank. The pressure is definitely starting to build up for all of the players in that Dallas locker room. And head coach Pete DeBoer says there's a way for individuals to deal with that pressure mentally.
Yeah, I think you just got to block out the outside noise. That's where that comes from. You know, it's definitely not internally here. We concentrate on how are you playing. You know, are you managing the puck? Are you helping us defensively? Are you helping us win games with your details? So, you know, that's all blocking out the noise from outside.
The Stars are a confident hockey team. Wyatt Johnston, who had that five-point night against the Sharks back in early March, says that the club is very confident that it can come back from any kind of deficit.
Yeah, I mean, we've proved, you know, we can, no matter what the score is, no matter the situation, we can come back and, you know, win the game. So, I mean, that's definitely a big confidence boost for us. I mean, I know last time, you know, we knew that, you know, we had it in us to get those, to come back in the game and get the win. So, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of that confidence and that, you know, patience, too, to keep playing your game and not try to force anything too much.
Join us at 7 o'clock Pacific. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.